What's up, Shorty?
What up, Shorties?
What up, Shorty? Oh, I was talking to you, but I guess now we're talking to everybody. What's up, Shorty? What up, Shorteries?
Have you ever called somebody a Shorty? I mean, before the show, have you ever been like, hey, Shorty?
Ironically or not ironically?
Non-ironically.
What do you think? I think you know the answer to that.
Yeah. That'd be one of those things if I heard you say that. You know, every once in a while, you'll bring up something like, what if all of a sudden you revealed that you, I don't know, had murdered somebody or like had this, you know, that would be one of those things that would really blow my brain apart.
Yeah, it would be chilling.
It would be chilling.
If you found out that I casually called women that.
Yeah.
Speaking of shorteries and me not calling people shorties. What's on your short list this week?
I wanted to talk about childhood wonder that I just recently witnessed and I want to get back to. My goal in life is to get back to a state of childlike wonder. And I'll explain.
That sounds fun to talk about.
Okay.
What's on my short list?
Also, Joel McHale. Sorry.
I'm glad you asked.
I just worked with Joel McHale. Joel's been on my mind because we've been working the last couple of days and he's so... Just a quick Joel McHale appreciation. He is so fucking funny. He's like nice and funny. It's a rare combination. Anyway, what is on your short list?
Well, now I feel like I should save it for the actual intro since this cold open is getting a little warm.
Okay, it's toasty.
Let's get into the show.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
You are listening to Life is Shorter, and we are your hosts, Justin.
And Christian.
Long.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Do, 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 shaboo.
For all the shorties that want voluminous, fanned-out lashes, This ad is for you. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Their tapered brush catches every single lash, even those pesky corner lashes. You know who you are, corner lashes. With the Panorama Mascara, you'll easily achieve that effortless, false lashes look. It's one of Christian's favorite looks. Plus, it lasts up to 24 hours and is clump and flake resistant. And just when you thought it couldn't get better, it does. The Panorama Mascara is a lot more affordable than other luxe mascaras. And honestly, it probably does a better job. It's affordable, but it's deceptive because it comes in a premium gold luxe packaging. So if you want a mascara that can do it all, volumize, lengthen, and stay put all day, you can buy the Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom and over, we'll meet again.
You start the long later than I do. Should
I do?
You start the long... I've noticed that, yeah.
Maybe next week I'll do it differently.
Maybe that could be our thing. Here we go.
Yeah, well, now we're in the head.
We're in the head.
Which, as we've been doing the show every Friday, the head is the biggest part of the creature. Have you noticed?
A true long.
Yes. We come from a long line of people who have big heads. Dominant heads.
That was a real insecurity for a while. I haven't thought about that in years. Do you ever look back at things you were really insecure about that have long since vanished?
Do they have to have vanished fully?
No. I mean, which ones have lingered?
I was always insecure a bit about, wow, let's get right into it. I was always insecure about my head and my wrists.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
and now it's funny. Now it's like, I don't care that my wrists are small. But now I'm still a little insecure about my wrists, not because they're small, but because they're so fucking hairy.
They are. Your wrists, I mean, sorry, not to add to it, but you were vulnerable and I'm adding to your shame, but they're deceptively hairy because it's light hair. Yeah, he's holding it up now. Yeah, they're quite hirsute, but you have lighter hair, so it's not as noticeable unless you do that.
Thank God. If I had really dark hair, I might have to consider, you know, waxing or shaving or something. Oof,
that's one of those things I'm going to look back on. I do look back on it, and I'm really grateful that I don't have a lot of body hair.
Well, speaking of body hair, can I say what I want to talk about today?
Please.
This is just something I'm really curious about, because the other night I had my friends over for dinner, and one of my friends, Chris and Doug, and Tom and Katie, Tom brought up, and I don't know if this is something that he thought of or something that he just had a conversation about, but
Tom and Katie Holmes?
Yeah, Tom and Katie Holmes. And Suri was waiting in the car.
That's a 15-year-old joke.
But the question was, of these three things, what do you think you're most like? And it's very, very open to interpretation. And you can be more than one thing. You could be like a hybrid of two of the three, let's say.
Okay.
So these are the three things.
Okay. Should I write these down?
No, you should be able to remember. They're just three things.
Okay.
Okay. Well. Ready? A bird, a horse, or a muffin?
Which of those things are you most like?
Yeah. Like, how would you interpret that? And I've been thinking about it all week I'm pretty confident in what I think I am, and I know what I want to be more like.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I also have, okay. I also think I know what you are. I'm wondering if we agree.
I feel like I'm most like a bird, but I would like to be more like a horse.
Interesting. See, I think you are a hybrid, two parts bird, one part muffin. And I know that sounds... I think the muffin part is deceiving, because when I first heard the question, I was like, well, muffin, obviously, that's like no
one... Stationary.
No, yeah, it's like you're completely lazy. Inert, and you're like soft, and you're not...
inert.
Animate. You're not...
Think of muffin tops.
You think of all those things, but think about it from a positive point of view. Muffins are delicious. They're sweet. Everyone likes them. They're comfortable. They know how to like chill and relax and sit.
That's true. You're right. Those are things to aspire to. I'd like to be. It's like that letter we read the other day. I was thinking about that. Between kind, being kind,
genuine,
and chill.
Yeah.
And though chill is the third that I think I value. I still really value it.
So you aspire to more horse.
Well, by that I meant there is, because we see a lot of horses. Kate and I, we go on walks, and there are horses near us. And so certain horses. I mean, these horses are very different, but I aspire to be one like one called Maisie, who's chill, but also they have a power. There's a power and a grace.
Yeah.
and there's a beauty in their eye. There's a soulfulness in a horse that I think is a very attractive quality.
Oh, so you're seeing it from a sort of superficial angle, like in terms of physical beauty.
And the sturdiness, they're strong. I mean, they withstand, you know, they in the weather. I see them in the rain and they're just kind of like stoic, you know, they're just kind of taking the elements.
See, I think of them as like they're right, like they do what's right in front of them. They're hardworking. They go forward. You know, there's something very pragmatic about that option. And that's what I aspire to have.
They drive things.
Yeah. See, I think I'm two parts muffin, one part horse, but I aspire to be two parts horse, one part muffin.
So you identify more as a horse than a bird?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I would agree. Well, yeah, now I'm thinking of, yes, especially the way we just described it. I guess I would like more horsiness of that going forward and, you know, a kind of drive.
Yes, exactly. Horsepower.
Yeah. Horsepower, yeah.
It's funny that I'm also thinking, I guess superficially, I'm playing this character in this movie, that movie with Joel, the aforementioned Joel McHale, who I'm like falling in love with. I played this, the mayor of this town. He's real corrupt, but I was thinking about a look. I was watching a lot of Joel Osteen videos for inspiration.
Is it Osteen or Osteen?
Oh, maybe it's Osteen.
I don't know. I'm asking. I always thought it was Osteen.
I don't know. but anyway, I wanted to look different too. You know, like there was that like actor itch I wanted to scratch. And so I had them put in these veneers, these like fake, I wanted to look kind of like Walton Goggins or Joel Osteen.
Does Walton Goggins have veneers?
Or Timothy Oliphant. Those guys have like chompers, you know? Yeah. I mean, they're
like Matt Dillon and there's something about Mary.
Well, it's funny because I said, when I gave them the reference, the special effects makeup people, I said that was the one I said not to do. I was like, "That's too far." When he gets those ridiculous, although they look pretty ridiculous, but I guess what I'm saying is they've been making me look like a horse. Like I feel like a horse. They have these big chompers. I love watching horses eat. We feed these horses that we go visit. So we have like older carrots or apples, we get and.
So yeah, they move side to side a lot. Their mouth like their jaw becomes unhinged. Like
yes, totally. Yeah, you're doing it. Ugh. Side to side, and their lips are very they're pronounced. They're very they're like very intricate mechanisms. The way they move.
Is why you aspire to more horsiness.
No, it's just something I enjoy about horses. I wouldn't want those qualities myself, like eating like that. I was eating the other day, and I realized I probably looked disgusting eating around Kate. We were eating ramen. I was eating ramen, and I thought, what a gross,
that's the kind of food that no one can eat that well.
I thought that. Yeah, no one. That's not a great first date option, ramen, because it's.
And but I thought about see, I've seen you eat ramen, and
yeah,
no disrespect, but it's particularly bad when you eat ramen because I can to the point where I can picture you eating ramen, and you do a thing where like, and you have prominent lips, as Kevin Nealon and everyone else knows, so you do a thing where you like as you're eating it, you like
horsey.
You like grab at. Little pieces like a that horse. Are falling, like a horse, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
Too bad you don't have that kind of work ethic. Too bad you just have the physical characteristics of a horse.
It's the worst of it. I noticed that. I was doing that the other day, and I was glad nobody. I think people. You know, I became self conscious because people were looking at me. People. I like to eat in windows of restaurants so I can watch the people go by. I can watch the world, and sometimes if you're going to do that. You have to be okay with sometimes people watching you back.
Unless you're at one of those places that has a window that only looks out and doesn't look in. Remember,
like the griddle
in LA.
That's the best.
Then you could just watch people passing by and you don't have to deal with the consequences of them seeing you. That's the dream.
My dream.
Yeah.
They should have
that's
more
a
restaurants
room in
like
heaven.
That.
That's like a restaurant in heaven.
yes. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about anything?
Let me just ask you one last thing about that. What about a bird do you not identify? I mean, what do you aspire to identify with a bird in any way? Do you aspire to anything about a bird?
I think it's one of those things where every human being has at least a little bit of all three, you know, when you really think about it. Like, you know, when you do one of those ancestry tests and it's like 20% is in Eastern Europe, 35%, and then it's like 1% in Nairobi. And it's like, what? Where does that come from? So I feel like that's, for me, my bird is like Nairobi. It's like a very, very small part of me. And not because I don't want to be a bird. I just don't think I have bird energy. You know, I think when I think of birds, I think of kind of free spirit, flighty, kind of all over the place, dabbles in a bunch of different things, creative. Not that I don't think I'm creative, but I don't think I'm that kind of like manic creative.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
I think I'm
a
little bit more pragmatic. I think I'm like I said, I think I'm a cross between a horse and a muffin.
Yes. If you were to be a muffin, what kind would you want?
Blueberry.
Yeah. Not me.
Because it's sweet, not too sweet. And you have little surprises along the way. And not every bite is full of them, but you get little like bursts of goodness.
See, that feels too inconsistent for me. That about a blueberry muffin. I kind of prefer when things are more uniform. That's why I like coffee cake, like a coffee cake muffin.
See, that's surprising that you think that way because of your bird energy. You'd think
that's not
that
bird-like.
You think that your bird energy would want a muffin that is completely varied every bite.
I have a thing about food where it's like I like uniform. I have not all the time, but I find myself like with food combination, I want each bite to be. I just had this beetroot salad, and I had all these different components, and I was like, I found myself getting a little bit of beet, a little bit of the pecan, a little bit of the goat cheese, a little bit of the salad on each bite. I wanted each bite to have equal parts, you know.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
This is definitely Who Cares territory, and okay. I hope our mom's not listening because she'll be like, "Honey, what are you guys talking about?"
I don't know that
restaurant. In fact, I just told her that we do the show last night. She was like, "I didn't know you were doing a second show." But
you know, she might listen if we lied to her and said like Carey Mulligan's going to be on.
Yeah, or like
Emma Stone,
Dame Judi Dench.
Yes. Or you know, like Patti LuPone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tyne Daly.
We should just put that in the description to bait her into listening.
Yeah.
But you know that dessert at Uchi where it has like all those different types of things in it? It's that lemony thing. That's the one that Kira loves. That you need to get every little type of thing in each bite.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're a little neurotic about that.
Yes.
It's
I don't know
why.
It's
not bird-like.
No.
A bird is just dabbling and like, I'll have a little bit of this part, a little bit of that part, a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we go to the next section or do you want to talk about your...
No, let's go to the... I think that's good for the...
Really?
It's 20 minutes.
But see, now I feel bad you didn't talk about...
That's all right. Well, all I was going to say was I was thinking about, as I said, child wonder because my nephew, I was on FaceTime with him and he came into the room. I was talking to our older brother and our nephew came into the room and he's 5. And it's the cutest age. And he's like discovering things. And it reminded me of, I thought back to like when I was that age and I felt like when you're discovering things about the world, you feel like it's a brand new discovery. It's one that is not known to like adults, you know? And he had a moment like that with me. He came in and he was excited about his glow in the dark bracelet. And he said, look at this. It's, he was showing it off to me. And he said, and you put it under a light. And then it glows in the dark. And he was explaining it to me like, and it made me laugh because I thought, oh, that is something I now as a 44-year-old totally take for granted, like glow in the dark things. But I remembered when I had that awe about it, when it was like fucking cool that like, and he said, yeah. And he was explaining it to me like I didn't know. And then he held it out, but it was daytime. And I said, why don't you go in the closet? I saw in the background, there was a closet. I said, go in the closet and look at it. And he was like, oh, okay. And he walked into the closet and I just heard him go, he went, whoa. It was such a pure, it made me like, I laughed so hard.
It's such, like the discovery, you know? Like
yes.
At that age,
wonder.
You're just discovering it. Well, that's why the wonder is so good.
Yes. But I was thinking, I sometimes feel like that in the world. Like I want to get back to that. I was just walking around Vancouver, like walking around a city, like discover, I was in Chinatown, discover like, oh, I don't know, just having that sense of wonder about and curiosity about the world it's something I aspire to. I wonder if that would be bird? Is that
I don't know.
Curiosity.
I don't think it's horse. I don't
know.
I guess
maybe
it's bird
because
you know what it is? It might be muffin because I think muffin is also like you're into pleasure, you're into like people who like sitting and having a long conversation, like our friend James Duffy, is a muffin.
Yes,
there's like 12 people listening, maybe tops, who will understand that.
Oh my, and laugh,
and but get it. But like, I mean that,
but
in the best way.
Oh, in the best way. Oh, for sure. It's one of my favorite things in life. I feel this way sometimes when it's happening. Do you ever have like a night out or like you're with a group and you're just laughing and it's fun? But like the other night, I'm sure with your friends, I'm sure you had moments like that where it's like, and I think I consciously think this is what it's, this is like the This is what life is about.
I think that like really enjoying life is a muffin quality.
Yes.
Because bird
yes.
is like you're creative, you're dancing around.
You're right.
Horse is like you're driven, you're hardworking. And then muffin is like you like pleasure. You like it, you like indulging in the finer things. You know, that's I think yeah, that's the I guess, pleasure part.
Well, then I guess I aspire to more muffin. Well, I
mean, but not too much muffin. You can't be too much muffin.
No, no, no. I want to get shit done.
Speaking of getting shit done,
yes.
let's head on thorax to the thorax. Yeah.
After, well, first I'm going to take a break.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go refill my steamer and...
Ew. Is that a metaphor?
No, it's a drink I made.
Oh, I know. But it does sound a little disgusting because there's...
Because
I'm going to refill my steamer.
I know. I know. It's the Cleveland steamer gave steamers a really bad name.
No.
It's not
and
fair.
Why is it for... Why, and Cleveland.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Well, everyone couple chew people. On that. And,
yeah. Gross.
We'll be right back. In a little bit.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboom.
Hiring? Well, with Indeed, your search is over. Because you can get rid of the search and just match. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. That's because Indeed leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. It's constantly learning from your preferences. Basically, the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/long. Just go to Indeed.com/long right now and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/long. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Want to hear a really satisfying sound? Here it is. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. With Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts, you can start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I've been loving learning Spanish because I love traveling to Spanish-speaking countries, and I just want to be better at communicating with the people. I love the people there, and I want to be able to get to know them better. I also love the food, so I'd like to be better at ordering food so I don't order the wrong thing. They teach you very practical, real-world language skills. And here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/long. Get 55% off at babbel.com/long, spelled babbel.com/long. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom and up we'll meet again.
Just made a little steamer.
You did?
Yeah, a little one.
I hope she doesn't cut that out.
I hope she does. But why? Why should that be embarrassing?
At this point, shame. I think listeners are well aware of your habits.
Everyone shits.
Not in the middle of a podcast. When you're the host.
I wasn't doing it on air or like while I was on the microphone.
It's very respectful of you to step away.
Well, that's my horse grace.
Well, welcome back to Life is Shorter.
Letter time, letter time,
letter time, letter, letter, letter,
letter, letter time,
letter time,
letter time. It was a spoken word version of that song for me. Okay. Oh, no, wrong one. Okay, here we go. Eliezer. This is a letter from Raven Dufour. Raven Dufour. I hope this is, okay, Raven Dufour.
You're trying to make it that so Raven.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes. By the way, speaking of ravens and birds, there's so many ravens here. Ravens get a bad rap.
I don't think so.
And they're very smart.
Quote the raven like, nevermore?
Well, I think it's probably maybe from that they're, and they're so.
They're sinister. Yeah.
Sinister.
Poe really like fucked ravens up, didn't he?
Poe fucked ravens.
Yeah.
He did. Back to Raven. I haven't even started Raven. Okay. I just read this from Raven Dufour. Subject. I haven't read the subject. Subject, Cats in Savannah for the win. Okay. I like both those things so much now. I can't believe what a 180 I did on Cats. Hello, Justin and Christian. I'm a school nurse. And to clarify, I travel around to work in schools in one school district. I live in the lovely, I live in the lovely Savannah, Georgia. Lucky. Go ahead and gush, Justin. I know you also love Savannah, and we have a nothing but cakes here. I've not yet been to Cumberland Island, but hope to visit this year. Yeah, I know. She obviously has heard me talk about how much I love
Cumberland. They have horses there, right?
Yeah, yes, they do, because they were, I think, abandoned there. They were like left there, either a shipwreck. I forget the story. It was either a wreck that washed them and they washed up on shore, or, you know, it's where a lot of wealthy people in the like turn of the 20th century or turn of the 19th century, the early 1900s had homes. Like the Rockefellers had a house there, and like, you know, families like the Vanderbilts. And then when the crash happened, the stock market crash in the 20s, they all abandoned the island. They left. And so it's so cool. There are ruins of old, beautiful Victorian era houses that are just cool. And horses, wild horses, so cool. Anyway, back to Raven. It's been a rough start to 2023 for me. Oh, man. On February 8th, I lost my last living grandfather. I was lucky to have three grandfathers, one by marriage who was part of the family. I was closest to this grandfather who just passed, even though my family lives in Mississippi. I'm sorry to hear that. Sadly, I didn't have many quality visits with him since the pandemic started because they didn't want anyone in their house. I also usually visited during the colder months, and no one wanted to stay outside for very long during the short time I was there. I was hoping to be able to play Mexican train or nine-hole golf one last time with him before the end would come, but it came a little sooner than I was expecting. Today, March 7th, would have been his birthday, and I would have called him on the phone. I also found out 2 weeks after he passed that my father has throat cancer, but we just got good news yesterday that it appears this has been caught early and is treatable, so I'm very grateful for that. Man, you know, I think sometimes about that, the simple act of like calling someone, or in her case, like playing a game with somebody, things that like you take for granted during a lifetime, how overwhelming the desire is to do that again, and how fucking weird it is that you can't. I think about that when I go through my phone and I see grandma's, I still have her in my phone, you know, and like, to see a friend who's passed away you still have it in your phone, and you think, oh man, all I had to do at one point was like touch this number and I could hear the other person.
Well, it's a good lesson. Reach out while you can.
Yeah. Play the games while you can. Back to Raven. Anywho, that's actually what she says. Anywho, do you think Jerry knows that people are aware of his pivots now to the point where they write them in letters?
I wonder. I think he is a listener, and I think he is he's aware of the show.
Oh, he's definitely listening.
I mean, he is the best friend of the show, so
yeah.
He has some obligation to listen, I think.
Yeah.
That title isn't bestowed to anybody.
It's true. Back to Raven. Anywho, moving on to something a little lighter. I have three cats, and I'm so glad you are coming around to the world of cats. I sure am. Dogs are fabulous too, of course, but cats are less maintenance for working and travel, and it's pretty special when a cat chooses you. They are all so unique in personality. They really are. They really are unique. I was so happy when Allison Brie came on the podcast because I knew she would be a champion for cats. I love the brotherly banter between you and Christian, and I hope y'all have just as much fun recording as we fans have listening. That's nice to hear, and I sometimes wonder if we have more fun. I mean, I do. I was just thinking about that, how fun it is.
I think when we delve into who cares territory,
yeah.
I think I sometimes feel like we're having more fun than people
yes,
listening.
Yes, yes, yes. I was just thinking about it. You don't both have to think that you have more fun delving into who cares territory. But I wonder. I wonder if Mish leaves in some of this who cares. I wonder if maybe now I'm curious if people.
It's a funny name for a podcast. Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. Back to Raven. Justin, I've been a fan since pretty early in your career. Throwback to Happy Campers. Oh my God. And Crossroads. That is a deep cut. I don't think anyone in the world has come up to me and been like, I got to tell you, I love Happy Campers.
Really? It's never happened?
Maybe it has. I've forgotten, but not in, it hasn't happened in years.
Wow.
Lastly, I'd like to say that if y'all could land Ryan Gosling or Elijah Wood, that would be great. Well, Gosling's going to be tough.
I was going to say, I think if I had to guess, I think we'd have a better chance.
If you had to guess,
I think they'd both be fantastic. I have great admiration for both of them. I think we'd have a better chance of getting Elijah Wood. I don't think I've ever heard Ryan Gosling on any podcast. I feel like he wouldn't do Joe Rogan's podcast, you know?
No. I feel like he'd want to protect, and he'd be smart to do this. There's such a mystique about Ryan that
yes.
He'd want to like protect that and not go running his mouth about his personal life.
It's like true. But there's also, I think there's a little mystique with Elijah Wood too.
I mean, yes, that's true. I forgot. Yeah. Sorry to...
Don't make me defend Elijah Wood.
Sorry to mystique shame Elijah Wood. Yeah. I forgot your... You really had a fascination with him.
Well, he's fascinating. And I used to work at Starbucks, and he was a customer at a Starbucks I used to work at. And I used to serve him. God, if he's listening, he'd be so freaked out that I'm like, that like 20 years ago, some guy was like staring at him.
And I bet he's used to it.
I'm sure. I don't want to be that guy.
I'm
but
sure.
But I was that guy. I was like mesmerized by him.
In addition to him being like, in so many movies that people have seen, he has such a like a fascinating look, like a heart.
Yeah,
like
he does. Well, if Elijah or Ryan, if either of you are listening, for the record, we would love for you guys to be on the podcast.
Yeah, it would be great to get. I hope we get him on. Knock on Elijah Wood.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So back to Raven. She says, "If you've not seen Lars and the Real Girl, you need to because it is some of Gosling's best work."
Yeah, it's a great movie.
She says, I met Elijah last year at Comic-Con, and he is genuinely the kindest human being. Yes, he has – that's the other thing about Elijah, to keep waxing poetic about him. But he has this like – did you feel this when he was in Starbucks, that he has this like calming, like benevolent energy?
Oh, he's got an aura.
Yeah, he does have an aura. You don't both have to think Elijah Wood has an aura. He does. Okay, back to – how many times have I said that? Back. It's like the show, like that's so Raven. And back to Raven. And now back to Raven. Okay. I can't wait for him to reunite soon on screen with Christina Ricci for Yellowjackets season 2. They were so great together in the Ice Storm. That's right. I forgot they were in the Ice Storm together.
Ice Storm. Connecticut.
Yeah.
Big Connecticut movie. Yeah.
Shot in New Canaan, right? Or takes place.
It's on Metro North. Yeah, Stamford, maybe? Maybe you're right. Maybe New Canaan.
I think it was New Canaan.
But it's in that area. It's where Kate lives. Close by where we grew up. Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, I think I've rambled on enough, and I just want to say thank you both for bringing so many laughs and for sharing the love over the last few years. I look forward to many more episodes of Life is Short with gratefulness and love and cats, Raven. Well, and she's got a PS, would you rather? But first I want to just say, I feel this when people in the world come up to me and say, oh, I like your work as an actor or whatever. It's so nice. It's definitely so nice. But there's something about when people say things about the podcast that is like, I feel like, this is going to sound so cheesy, but I feel kind of seen. I feel kind of like truly accepted by them. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a different kind of nice feeling.
Speaking of being seen, I'm looking at myself in this little Zoom window, and I feel like I'm starting to look a lot more like our Uncle Tim lately.
Can see that.
That's Who Cares, but I just got a wave of whoa, that's weird.
I noticed you did what I often do, which is probably a bird
zoned out.
A bird thing to do.
Okay, good. Maybe I have a little bird in me.
Yeah. Yes. Like you're like a pelican, maybe. Back to Raven. She's a PS. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life? Whoa. Okay, hold on.
Wait.
Air conditioning and heating.
You mean like heating?
Yeah, like
any
artificial
kind of heating?
Yeah, I guess so. So you'd have to just, what would you
like
do?
Like electric or gas heating? Can you build a fire?
I would guess. I don't know. I think if she says air conditioning, let's say it's artificial, but a fire would be, that's not artificial, but you're creating, it's still not, it's manufactured. It's heat.
I think we're at a time when we're at the very end of a time where you can get by in life without the internet, but I think very soon we're going to be living in a time where it's, I mean, not to sound too cynical, but I think very soon we're going to be in a time where it's virtually impossible to get by in society without the internet.
That
so I think you kind of have to pick it. You kind of have to pick that one, and then just you'd have to move to a climate that didn't require that was just very temperate and didn't require the need for AC or
well, heating. See, that would be harder for me because I'm thinking like I'm in a hotel room now in Vancouver, and I turned the heat up because it was it's a cold day, and kind of blustery. And so I'd be really uncomfortable, but you're right. Then I could layer up. I could put, I mean, we're lucky. I mean, this is a very privileged thing because God, Vancouver also has a lot of, you know, they're homeless and, but they don't have the internet. They don't need the internet. So what would you need more if let's say you're living, or let's say the apocalypse happened.
I would rather take a stab at not having the internet, I think.
Me too.
Me too. But just recognize.
I think it'd be better for my life.
It would be, but I think like no email. No, it would be hard to work. It would be hard. We wouldn't be able to do this right now. We wouldn't be able to do this job.
You're right. You're
right. For example,
you're right. Wow. You're right. and I'm away from like my loved ones, and it'd be hard to stay into FaceTime.
But
is
without
the thing
heat, the heat is on in my house right now.
Hmm.
But if it wasn't, I would just be really cold. But I could layer up. So
you're right. You're right.
I don't know.
I think I'd have to pick him, man. And she qualifies it. She says, no access to either, even when around other people who have access to it. Like, it just doesn't work for you anywhere, no matter the situation. Okay.
And then she also... If the question was no social media or air conditioning?
Easy.
Like, what would you pick, social media or air conditioning?
Oh. You know what? Fuck. Here's what I'm struggling with. I do want to give up social media. I aspire to not have social media one day. But social media is also for what I do, for my job, for the show, for to monetize certain things. I could do an ad on, so I could make money. And if I'm not working.
And you're not a big air conditioning guy.
I'm not. That's the other thing I was going to say.
You don't like air conditioning.
I don't. I roll down the windows guy. Okay. Or she has another one. Would you rather have to sing along to or have to dance to every single song you hear for the rest of your life? I know mine because I caught myself doing it. I catch myself sometimes doing this thing where if I'm at a restaurant, I've been at restaurants by myself, like eating by myself. And I caught myself because somebody was looking at me. I was kind of moving to the song. I like move a lot to music.
Yeah, I think you can be more subtle. Because either way, if you have to do one or the other, you're presumably going to do them in a subtle way. So if you if you have to sing along, you would sing along very quietly. And if you had to dance every time you heard a song, you would dance in a very subtle way.
Like,
but
that,
I think subtle dancing is less crazy looking like than subtle singing. Because if you subtly sing to yourself, you'd look crazy. Like if people saw you mouthing all the time, if you're in public, that would be really, really weird. But dancing is, you can kind of like groove.
Well, here's another argument for dancing. You wouldn't be able to have conversations, really. You know, you'd be, at restaurants, because they often play music in restaurants. And think about like sometimes, think about going to I go to a lot of Chinese restaurants and they play that Chinese music, like traditional. So you just be like, ding, 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 ding.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why dancing is better. You could have a conversation while dancing.
Yeah. You'd just be like this. That kind,
you kind of do it anyway.
I do. I'm telling you. It's kind of like a Muppet, like a subtle Muppet move. Just like, okay. That's a good question. I'd pick dancing. Even if someone around you has music playing, you have no control over it. Okay. Yeah. What a great letter. That is
so Raven. Were you going to say that?
Yeah. I was thinking I thought, well, that's just Raven enough. Because it's certainly not too Raven.
No.
But that was so Raven. Thank you. I wonder how often she hears that. Maybe less so now because it's not.
Thank you, Raven. Thank you for writing in. And we're very sorry to hear about your grandfather. And we hope your dad is okay. And we really appreciate the letter. And if you guys would like to write in, our email address is lifeisshort@wondery.com. And now let's take a quick break. And then head into the final section of this podcast, the abdomen.
Oh boy, digestive tract. Speaking of.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Doo 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 shaboo.
If you're a fan of breathtaking, shocking, and sometimes sinister tales, then check out Audible's new collection of exclusive thrillers.
It features captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances, so you feel like you're in the story.
One title that's next on my list is called Trapdoor by J.P. Pomerer. It's about five strangers, you know I love stories about strangers, who get held hostage in a cellar that's filling with water. And the whole thing's being live streamed by a camera high above reach.
Shorties, listen along with me. As an Audible member, you can get one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/long or text long to 500-500. That's audible.com/long or text long to 500-500.
If you run an e-commerce business, you know the amount of work it takes to produce something great.
So if you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs, ShipStation is the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates wherever you sell online.
ShipStation's simple dashboard makes managing orders, smooth label printing, reporting, and customer service unbelievably easy.
With shipping configurations automatically applied, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online.
Plus, save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation.
ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth.
Go to ShipStation.com and use code LONG to sign up for your free 60-day trial.
That's ShipStation.com, code LONG.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom and over, we'll meet again.
Hi, Justin and Christian. My name is Jen. I'm calling from Savannah. Today's actually my birthday. I'm 37. And for the last couple of years, I've asked my husband, who's also named Justin, to get me a Justin Long cameo for my birthday. But you've been unavailable. So this year, I thought I would call in. And if you answered my message on the podcast, that would be pretty much the same thing. Anywho, my question is about your memory, Justin. You mentioned that you have a really bad memory, and so do I. I have my whole life, but I think it's getting worse with age. And like entire chunks of my life are just blank in my mind. Like I don't remember anything. And people tell me things that I've said or done, and it's like I'm hearing it for the first time, and I didn't live it personally, which is just wild. And then short-term stuff, like if I'm meeting someone, I will have no idea what their name is if you ask me 2 seconds later. As hard as I try to listen, it's just static. Anyway, I was wondering how long you've had this problem and if you have any things that you've tried that have helped that I could try. And Christian, I don't think you've ever mentioned how your memory is, but I'm going to guess it's really good. So what's that like? All right. Thanks, guys.
Oh, man. That's I don't know if there's a strategy or how. Yeah, but I like to record if I'm having fun, like with Christian, or if I'm with my family and they're being like wild, I like to record. I record them. I think it's because I want a record of, well, it's the word. I want to retain that fun memory because I know my brain won't. And it's also why I like taking, I don't know, I like photos at certain times. Like that's very precious to me, like photos from past, because it jogs those memories sometimes. But music does that for me. I was listening to Tom Petty's the Into the Great Wide Open, the album, and it just sent me on this like journey. I know this sounds like a real stoner thought, but
I know that album too, the first like four songs.
Yes,
like, but Free Fallin,
Learning to Fly. King's Highway, and but even like as you go into it, like Built to Last, and like All the Wrong Reasons, Two Gunslingers. It's like,
God, what a great album!
Oh, Jesus, what a fuck! And I was just like marveling, and I felt like so connected to like Tom Petty, wherever he is. It was just a wild experience. But I thought it also transported me back to like I remember hearing that when that came out. I remember watching them on SNL play that in. Song Into the Great Wide, and I think they played Learning to Fly, and I was just like fucking blown away. But it It was so the music can do that. Smells sometimes and we were talking about the weed smell, like that can send me right back to a high school.
Isn't that the strongest sense memory?
I think so. That's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I to this day, whenever I smell patchouli, which if I catch a whiff of it, because it's a very unique. Yeah. What is the word? It's a very, nothing else smells like patchouli.
Right. We both think of the same thing.
Yeah. We think it. Yeah. One, two, three.
True. Breeze.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew Brees. Yeah, but Jen, I'm so flattered she wanted a cameo from me. I should explain. If you don't know, Cameo is like an app where you can have people give you messages, like video messages.
I think people know Cameo. I think that's
great. Okay. All right.
I miss your Cameo days.
Yeah, I know. Christian calls it Cameo because I would. It was like homework. They would all build up, you know, in my app.
Not because you didn't want to do them, but
no,
because
I was late.
You don't have a great. Especially back then, a few years ago, you didn't have a great ability to manage your time. So you would often leave them until they were, and there's a time limit on each of them, right?
Yeah.
They give you like 2 or 3 days to do them.
Yeah.
And by the, you'd give like 10 minutes and be like, oh shit, I have a cameo due. And you'd like, no matter what you were doing, you'd have to like run out of the room to do it.
It was
so you'd cram them in. We'd call them cameos.
Yes, it was so annoying. And I'd feel like I didn't want to shortchange the person because they're paying for it. By the way, I should also add, this is not a brag, but I think it's, well, that would be a brag. I'm not going to add it. Anyway, it went to charity, but I added it.
It
went to charity. But the girls' home, thegirlshome.com, if you want to check it out. And Feeding America, I did it for some time. I did it for different things. Aren't I a wonderful person? But I didn't want to shortchange the people because they were still paying. I mean, it's the same amount of money. They were paying money. And you know, so I'd feel like I'd want to do a good job. So yeah, you're right. I'd have to leave the room. And so it became a little too much. And, but I should do it again. I think I am going to do it again. Cause some of them are fun too. Christian got me a cameo of, 90 Day Fiancé, person on that.
But what this is, so you should do a cameo now.
Oh yeah. Right? So Jen.
For her birthday, she just turned 37.
Happy birthday, big 37. Justin, thank you. I'm sorry if she's been, what must that feel like? Is that weird? I'm trying to think if Kate really wanted a cameo from another.
I would say it might depend a little bit on who the guy is.
Right.
You know,
if it was like, she just loved.
If it was
Justin.
Ryan Gosling.
Right. Well, Kate did have a big crush on Ryan Gosling. Probably still
everyone has a big crush on Ryan Gosling.
Yes, yeah. Well, because they did Remember the Titans together. They were in that movie together.
Oh, really?
And he was like, you know, I think a couple years older than her. And at that age, it's like when you're, I think she was like 15 in that movie or something. And he was like maybe 18 or 19, you know, he was like 4 or 5, but enough for it to be like she had a crush, but he, and he probably thought she was like adorable and charming, but she was too young for him to have it. You know, it was, I think probably that.
This cameo is going off the rails.
No, why would I know. There's too much Ryan Gosling.
So happy birthday, Jen. I hope, and if your husband's listening, I hope you weren't too annoyed with the requests for the cameo, to get the cameo.
He can't be threatened by me. There's no way.
Not threatened by you, but I hope you took it in stride. I hope you weren't like, why do you want a cameo from Justin Long?
Yeah.
But
thanks for helping me with my cameo.
Sure.
Thanks for making a cameo in my cameo.
Oh, also, I should say to Jen, that I'm flattered that she assumes that I have a good memory. I don't have a good memory, I don't think. And I was just thinking about my memory a couple days ago. My friend from high school was over, I've just started reconnecting with him in the last few months, but I hadn't seen him since high school before a couple months ago. So it's been over 20 years. And he will bring the story up from high school or a kid we went to high school with. And when I hear the story or the kid, I'll get a flood of a memory come back.
Totally.
But it's the kind of thing where I know for a fact that if he didn't bring it up or someone else didn't bring it up, I would have definitely gone the rest of my life without thinking of that person
I
again.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's in there. It's in me. But I know I wouldn't have been able to access it on my own.
That's
I don't know what that means or what that says. But I was going to say the one thing I do very faithfully is very faithfully, I think that's redundant, faithfully, is
are there degrees of faithfulness?
Every day I do, I start every day by doing a crossword puzzle because I enjoy doing them, but also I think they're really good for your brain, for your memory.
Yeah,
and I've also heard that playing ping pong is really good for your memory.
I should do both those things. I should. I miss playing ping pong.
Me too.
Can you have a ping pong table in your, this is who cares, but in your basement, in your man cave?
I could, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, there would be room for it.
I would like to get ping pong.
Yeah.
It would be tight.
Well, or you could build something on that in that yard, like a little activities shed.
That's the dream. Well, thanks again to Jen, the caller, as well, for calling in. And I hope that meandering non-advice was somewhat helpful. But ping pong and crossword puzzles. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
And if you would like to call in and leave a message that's under 3 minutes long, please do it. We love getting these messages. The number to do that is 323-364-0966. And now we've reached the end of the abdomen. We're approaching the rectum. but before we do that, let's do our little Tuesday tease for this coming Tuesday's episode of Life is Short.
Well,
the OG podcast.
Yes. This might be, I can't tell if this is too much of a tease or too little. The idea of this person being on makes me a little blushy and very excited in a way that I am not for any other guests. How about that?
I can't wait for Ryan Gosling to be on the show on Tuesday.
It's a strong tease. It's the one I'm looking forward to. Cool. Wink.
Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we will talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
And we do the credits now.
And yes, and thank you to everyone. And thanks, Raven.
Yeah, thanks to Raven
for letter in which she raved.
Yeah, Raven and Jen are both from Savannah. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I wonder if they're friends.
Oh, that'd be funny if they. What are the odds of that? That's wild. Wow. Both from Savannah. I miss Savannah. Shout out to the Pink House in Savannah. Mm.
And happy belated birthday to Jen.
Yes. And thanks to her husband, Justin, for not, I don't know what I'm thinking for. Just being a good partner to Jen. Anyway, thanks to all of you for listening. And
have
we'll talk
weekend.
To you in a couple of days.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboom.
Life is Shorter is hosted by us, Justin and
Christian
Long. And it is produced by you as well. It's also produced by Megan Monaco and Jennifer Sulkis. Senior producer is Michelle
Mish
Lands. Audio engineer, same as Life is Short,
Sergio Enriquez.
And executive producers too, also the same,
Dave Easton and Marshall Luby.
And the company remains
Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Life is Short ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.